hot up, ashy, alley, or sturdy? Sturdy. You must not know.
I don't know. I don't recognize those words.
Okay. If somebody's mad and they're just about to blow their temper, you tell him just...
Wait a minute.
And just...
Count 10.
What else could you tell him? You want him to settle down, so you say, just...
Just quieten down, listen.
What about keep? What could you use with keep? Keep?
Quiet.
Alright, and something else that would mean quiet. But this is sort of all over, not just your voice.
Still.
Okay, and what's something else that would be still, but more peaceful? Keep.
Okay, think right now.
If a building was burning down and it had people inside, someone would tell those people not to get excited. You know, help was coming, to keep
quiet.
Quiet, or to keep, and they'd get out all right. You don't want to
keep calm.
If you've been working very, very hard, and you'd say you were very
tired.
And would you say anything besides tired?
Exhausted.
Exhausted. Would you ever use anything with, would you ever say you were worn?
Worn out.
Okay. If you use wear out, you'd say he is all
worn out.
Okay. If a person has been quite well and you hear that suddenly they have gotten some disease, you say, last night she
was very sick.
They suddenly caught something. You say, last night she
was feeling bad.
Okay, can you use anything with sick?
Was very sick.
Well, how would you say that in a sentence? So last night she...
Last night she was very sick.
But she just got this way.
They're awfully sick.
Okay. Would you ever say got sick? Or was taken sick?
You could use either one. I don't know which one would be.
Okay. If a man was out in a heavy rain yesterday and he didn't change his clothes when he came home, today he'd be going around sniffling and sneezing. What happened to him because he was out in the rain?
He took a cold.
Okay. And usually when you get a cold, you know, your voice gets real deep because your throat's...
Horse.
Okay. Say that again.
Horse.
Okay. The reason I asked you to say this again was because I was probably talking. And usually this sneezing, and when they get a cold, they do something else.
Cough.
If he's sick and he's at home in bed and his medicine is still by his bed table and he hasn't taken it, you'd say, why haven't you blank your medicine?